Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate the service thus far. I'm glad they just sang about peace. I'm glad I know a little bit about that peace that the Lord has distributed to me and you. We're going to read some out of several different places this morning. Just bear with us. First scripture is going to be Genesis, the second chapter. Just bear with us. Second chapter, Genesis. We're going to start with the 23rd verse. It says, "And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father, his mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." 2 Samuel, 5th chapter. Start with the first verse. It says, "Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh." 2 Samuel. The 20th chapter, I believe. And it may not be. It may be the 19th chapter. Yep. We're just going to go to 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter. I'll come back to that. Chapter 1 Corinthians We're going to start with the seventh verse. Says, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. And for this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. We're going to read several verses. We're going to start with the 20th verse, fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife should see that she reverence her husband. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading in several different places this morning, and I know that this is nothing new to you, and nothing new that we'll probably bring out this morning, but we've got a thought, and we'll just try our best to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our heart. There's some things in this that may not be fully understood. Now, these began in that of the days of Genesis, and this is what the Scripture says. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Now, I won't talk this morning. Might be strange, but it's what I've got. So you just bear with us. I want to talk about bone of my bones. Bone of my bones. Now, I know in the book of Genesis, that's exactly what he's talking about. Bone of my bones. They was a rib. As you go up and read, and you'll find a rib taken out of Adam, and therefore God created woman, and it was bone of his bone. Bone of his bone. Part of him. The Scripture says, and I've read it to you and read enough to you, and I'll find that other and later, But the scripture teaches us that when it is bone on bones and flesh of flesh, my friend, that it's part of it. Made together. Together. Now he goes on down and he begins to talk, and it makes mention in that of 2 Samuel there that David said, all the people, all the men around Hebron there, before they went out to battle, they told David, said, now, said, we are thy bone. We are thy bone and we are thy flesh. In other words, we're yours. We're part of you. We're gathered together. Brethren, and we'll go out and work for you. We'll go out and do whatever it is that we can do for you, because we are together, bone of bone and flesh of flesh. Think about it. Brethren, you'll not separate. You'll not separate this morning. Brethren, that God has joined together. Brethren, it's bone of bone and flesh of flesh this morning. Yes, it is. Preacher, you've lost your mind. It's a funny thing to me that going down through the scriptures, my friend, that we run across the scripture in the book of Ephesians. And it talks about a husband and a wife. It talks about, my friend, how the husband is not to be covered, but the wife is to be covered. That's a whole other message. Brethren, it talks about that in 1 Corinthians. My friend, that of Ephesians, it talks about a man loving his wife. That ain't all he's talking about. These folks, my friend, that cannot see. I don't know. I'm just as honest as I can be. My friend, this scripture come to us, and I thought, well, we're studying the church covenant. I guess I'll just do the best I can. Just the best I can with it. My friend, it's not anything of a shame. But that, even David, and you go over into the other scripture that I was going to talk about, it's talking about Amasa. My friend, and he sent out the word. He said, we're your bone and we're your flesh. Do what you will with us, my friend. We're yours. We're going to be made or together this morning. Bone of bone. Flesh of flesh. Brethren, the scripture says in the book of Ephesians, it talks about how a man ought to love his wife and how a wife ought to reverence her husband. Is that not right? I read it to you, brethren, but it come right on down, folks. My friend, and he's talking about something a little deeper. But I want you to realize, he took the natural illustration and brought it spiritually, my friend. It's a sight. I use that word. I might not even know what it means, but I use that word quite a bit. It's a sight this day and hour. It is a sight, my friend, how men and women, brethren, don't reverence each other after old mass this morning. A lot of it has to do, my friend, with being unchurched. A lot of it. Now, I'm going to say this. You ain't going to like it, but I'm just going to say it anyway. And as a good portion of it, my friend, happens because the devil himself wants to separate things. It's amazing. It's amazing. I look out across, my friend, and not just the congregation here, but I'm talking in general, my friend. We're living in a world of turmoil. Turmoil. Brethren, people cannot find satisfaction. And the fact of it is, they're looking at all the wrong places. Established. I thought Alan said something this morning. We was talking back there that about this church covenant, my friend. And he said, I'd like to just sit down and try to find out where it all began. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It wasn't an overnight thought. It didn't happen overnight. It's just like a marriage, my friend. If you want a marriage to work, my friend, you're going to have to work on it. You're going to have to work at it. And you're going to have to work together this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't help it, folks. It's what I've got. You just bear with us. I think a lot of times, my friend, these folks that just jump into things. They do. They just jump into things. And you know what? A lot of them jump right back out. Pull the trigger too quick. Went the wrong direction. Listen, brethren, it says today, a church will cease being a church if there's no love between the Father and the members, thank God. Woo! He told the man how to treat the woman. He told the woman how to reverence the man. Yes, sir. I can't help it. I can't help it, folks. My friend, when God put this thing together, brother, there's something, my friend, that he ordained himself, my friend. Woo! Brethren, when the church comes together, my friend, she's many members, but one body. Now, you may think, I don't know about you, but I read this to you, and I'm going to reread it to you. Brethren, in the days of Genesis, Adam, the Bible said God caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. He took out a rib, my friend, and he made a woman, a helpmate for him. Now, I don't know about you. I really don't. I can't say. There's things, my friend, between two people, my friend, that me and you never one brother really realizes
what's going on in their lives. Yes, sir. But brethren, he meant for a man and a woman to come together. Preacher, you're getting too personal. You can call it what you want to. Folks, you just don't know. You just don't know how this old boy fights things sometimes. And I'll be honest with you, my friend, bone of my bones. Brethren, there's something glorious about a marriage between a man and a woman. There's nothing else to take its place. Woo! 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 Glory! Brethren, and it was something when the men of Hebron, David being king down there and them going out to battle, it was something when they come over there and they told him, now they said, now we are thy bone and we are thy flesh. Brethren, we're going to join up with you. Woo! Woo! Folks, bone of bones means something. Bone of bones. I can't help it. It's just come all about. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Brother, this young lady that we rode back from Athens yesterday, she drove the chase car. She got to talking, my friend, about her and her boyfriend. And I listened. She said, well, said, I want to know what you think. Yeah. Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! I don't know where she won't know what I thought or not.
Bless him, Lord.
I sat there a few minutes and I said, all right. I'm just going to be honest with you. I said, you need to get rid of him. Glory to God! Got no stability about him. And you'll never change him. It'll take God to do that.
Amen.
Preacher, you wouldn't tell nobody that, would you? I did. I can get her in front of you if that's what it takes. Brethren, to prove it. She looked at me and she said, that's what my daddy said.
Yeah.
I said, thank God for your daddy. Yes! Yes! Listen, thank God! Woo! 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 Brother, the church has power! Power! Thank God, power this morning. She does. She's been together a long time. She's been together a long time. You'll never do better than the mother church. You'll never do it. You'll never do it, folks. I don't care what situation you're in. Brethren, you'll never, never find anything better than the church. this year, if me and her live long enough, she'll be my bride for 50 years. Sitting right over there. She's still my bride, Darrell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just going to be honest with you. She said right there, and you asked her. We've not agreed on everything. Our conversations has crossed. And I mean that literally. They've crossed. Yes, sir. But thank God we figured out a way to work it out. Is that... Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Why, preacher, she's my wife and she'll do what I tell her to do. You might not have a wife. Glory! Hallelujah! To this day, my friend, I ain't found nobody I can really make do anything. I don't figure I'm going to start today. Glory! Hallelujah! Had an old preacher told one time, some of the neighbors, or somebody asked him, said, well, preacher, said, you and your wife ever fight? And he said, why, no. What do you mean? She's my wife. Said, we don't fight. He said, but you can hear us reasoning sometimes for two or three blocks.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! There's some reasoning needs to go on. Yes, they are. Preacher, you need to find you another message. I tried to. I really did. It didn't work. Think about it. Think about it. You might think, preacher, that I'm just off the mark and that I'm just picking on you. I'm not picking on anybody. And I'll be honest with you, brethren. This is concerning the church, the mother church. He said this. He said, I show you a mystery. I speak a mystery. He said, but I speak concerning the church and Christ. Amen. Christ and the church. But he depicts it as a man and his wife. Does he not? Now I'm going to read this to you and I want you to listen. Now, he's not talking about a man and wife. You listen. He said, for we are members of his body. We are members of his body. Did you hear that? It's Ephesians, 5th chapter, 30th verse. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Did you hear that? His. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Brethren, you might think, well, preacher, I can't be a member of his flesh and his bones. He is not talking literally. But brethren, what he's showing to me and you, folks, is that we ought to be just like a marriage. Bone of bone and flesh of flesh. In other words, you're part of one another. Why does the scripture say, my friend, that they twain shall become one flesh? One. Brethren, there's enough disturbance in this world, my friend, but I'll say this. If folks could realize what the church really had, thank God they'd flog to her. We'd get overrun. If they really knowed what she had, if they really knowed the power that she had, if they really knowed and understood what it was. I've used this many a time. And I don't think Leroy and them mind it. Frank and Josie Owens. My friend, the night that Frank died right here, physically, literally, died, left this world. My friend, she was sitting right over yonder, and I want you to know that woman died with him. Oh, preacher, she lived about a year nearly. Or over? Yeah, a little over. That was it. That was it. She didn't have a child living, my friend, that could satisfy her. Was it, Leroy? I'm telling you the truth. I spoke to her. Brethren, she told me more than once. They was doing all they could, Robert. But brethren, they could not fill the shoes of Frank Owens in her life. They was one. Brother David Baker down yonder, Daresville, had a good mom, dad, loving family, big family. Large family. Brethren, his mother died. And brethren, before morning, his dad died. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? Why, preacher? You see that finger? You see that finger? That's how much of one they was. I'm serious. Preacher, it ain't got to be that serious. Brethren, the world and the devil will tell you. And I'll tell you, they might be somebody else that'll whisper sweet nothings in your ear. And that's all it is this morning.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. And I'll be quite frank with you, folks. I'm not talking about you. Brethren, I'm talking about in general. But I'll guarantee you, there's not ever been a marriage like the church in Christ.
Amen.
No, they haven't. But I find it real interesting, my friend, that it's compared to a man and a woman. That's how it's compared in unison. There's a lot of folks waiting on the great marriage of the Lamb to take place. Well, they just missed it a few thousand years. Preacher, you've lost your marbles. Well, I'll tell you what, the church ain't having illegitimate children. Brother, there was a marriage took place.
And we're many members. Many members. But one body. One body. Do you know, I think sometimes, And I do. I think sometimes, this little lady, I don't know, there's so many things come out yesterday, it's unreal. But she had all the questions. And she wanted to know, she said, how'd you meet your wife? She was curious. And I told her. You know what I told her, Mike? I said, we went to school together, high school, junior, high school, whatever. I said, and we dated while we was in school. But I said, we was broke up. We wasn't together. No. I was working in one county. She was working in another county. But I got serious about some things. You know what I started doing? I started praying. I did. I started praying about some things. You don't know the whole history behind me and her. There was some conflict. There was some hurdles. There was some things. My mother and dad both that didn't want me marrying her. Wasn't their pick. You know what, Mike? They wasn't going to live with her. Huh? You don't think God can do things? You don't think the Lord can do things? I went to my mother and dad and I told them, I said, well, I'm going to start dating Kathy. I thought I'd tell you before I'd done it. I didn't have to tell them. But I did. I did. Not that there's anything wrong with Kathy. That wasn't the problem. Come down through the years, and I've had my mother and my dad both tell me, said, I don't believe you could have picked a better one. Huh? Don't tell me God don't fix things. Don't tell me He can't fix things. Brethren, if you're unfixable, my friend, you ain't living in this world. Fact. Fact. Doug, I ain't going to get into people's business, but I'll guarantee you, my friend, if there's been a good marriage that's held together, somebody's worked for it. And you know what happened? Two parties worked. They worked to become one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, you just getting on to us. Well, I got news for you. They might be some of you need to be got on to. But the other thing of it is, you may be here and not even married, not even contemplating marriage, but one day you will. One day you will. Now, I'm just going to tell you something, folks. You better get serious about taking that step. You ought to. The church has not lost its power. I can faithfully tell you that. Did you know it's not the Lord's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance? You know what folks don't want today? They don't want to have to repent. I know what I'm talking about. They don't want to have to repent. We don't like repentance. Even though it's the best thing for us, we don't like repentance. Preacher, we want one of them, Cody made mention of it this morning, we want one of them where we can just ease in and sit down and feel comfortable. I felt pretty comfortable until the Lord got a hold of me. He started dealing with me, my friend. I didn't feel too comfortable. It didn't matter what the man's preaching. He could have been preaching on heaven, my friend. It smelled like hell to me. Do you know that? Why, preacher? Because I wasn't where I was supposed to be.
I've sat there. I've sat in the pew. I couldn't tell you. Left the house of God, couldn't tell you what he preached on. But I can tell you one thing, the Lord had dealt with me. He had dealt with me. Gonna reread this verse. That's gonna be the message. Come on, Mike. Get a verse of a song this morning. Folks, I didn't write this. And I didn't put it in here. But Paul wrote these things that they might be a better understanding, my friend, not just of a man and a woman, but of Christ and the church. That's what he says. Is it not? For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of us in particular so love his wife even as himself, and that the wife see that she reverence her husband. He didn't leave the whole picture of the man and the wife. He said, what I'm talking about is Christ and the church. He said, nevertheless, this is what the man and the woman should do. Folks like it, dislike it, chew it up, spit it out, do what you want to with it. But I'll be honest with you. The church, my friend, has no more power than that she is loved by one another. That's where the power comes from. And the strength. And the honor. And the glory. Let us stand.